We started this Know It section with a session called My Story, where we reflected on what our Christian faith means to us as individuals, looking at where we are now in our faith and how it's developed over time. In this session, Telling the Story, we're going to try and find the words that are meaningful to us as individuals to describe our relationship with Jesus. When the disciples and Paul talked about Jesus, they talked about him as a friend, someone who they knew and wanted other people to know as well. As you reflected on your life of faith in the opening exercise, did you see your friendship with Jesus developing? For me, I noticed that at the beginning of my journey, when I made a conscious decision to follow Jesus, for many years it seemed like lots of things happened in my life of faith. Prayers were answered and I could see God at work really clearly. But as the years have gone on, I'm aware that perhaps I'm not looking for God's activity in my life quite so hard, and so I miss it. It makes me think of the enthusiasm I express when I take up a new hobby or interest. I think particularly of when I started going to the gym. At first, I told everybody about it and was really excited, encouraging them to come along and enjoy the benefits just as I was. But as the years went on, it became a habit that I did, often begrudgingly, mainly because I knew it was good for me. If you like, I lost my first love of gym and just took it for granted. And perhaps that's how it is for some of us in our faith. At the beginning, if we made a conscious decision to turn to Christ, then it was exciting and interesting. But as the years have gone on, it's just become a habit and something we're less willing to talk about. I suspect, although I don't know, it must be even more difficult if you're a cradle Christian, brought up in a family of faith, because you don't even have that experience of the excitement of the new in a conversion experience. So how do we find words to describe this thing we call our Christian faith? Personally, as I think you might have gathered by now, I think it's about love and friendship. If you're old enough, you may remember that chorus, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." Just for a moment, think about what it's like to have a good friend. With a good friend, you can look back to past times, to joys and sorrows shared, to experiences that you had together. With a friend, you don't always have to use words. It's enough to be together, to share that warmth of friendship and understanding. I suspect you've got no problems sharing your feelings about that good friend. And yet, for so many of us, we struggle to talk about the best friend of all, Jesus Christ. I think it's because we feel like there must be special language, that we need to be theologically acute and aware. You may remember in my opening talk, I spoke about how after going to theological college, I discovered that sharing my faith needed to be done simply rather than with a complex theological language. I was recently reading something in the Methodist online Bible study, A Word in Time, by one of the people who commented after the reflection. He's called Pavel, and this is what he wrote. "Very few people are ever argued into Christianity. Faith operates at a much deeper level. Most people don't want to be converted, they want to be loved. Jesus didn't try to argue his way into an unwilling mind. He listened to people, found out their deepest need, and he loved them unconditionally. That's how he caused them to listen to him. And that's how he changed them." As Pavel says, we don't need to argue our way into unwilling minds. All we're asked to do is talk about our friend Jesus. So I hope that as you share your thoughts in this session, you'll find the simple words to talk about that friendship. Enjoy your discussion.